Hello, Anna.
Hello, Noelia.
I'm so excited about the podcast we're going to do today.
Yes, me too. Did you know that Australia is full of fantastic stories about nature and the world?
These are stories from Aboriginal people. So, welcome to our podcast about the Dreamtime stories.
This summer, we were able to enjoy and learn about many of these stories.
Yes. There are many legends and beliefs of the Australian Aboriginal peoples about the creation of the world.
For them, Dreamtime is not a past but an eternal time that connects with their ancestors.
I love the story of Rainbow Snake.
Yes, Goriala.
Goriala was a rainbow serpent who one day awoke from her subterranean slumber and crossed the continent from north to south. Her body was so heavy, she created deep cracks in the earth, and so the mountains were born, and where she rests the valleys were formed. I have another story to tell. It's called the Emu Egg. Long ago, when the earth had no sun, there was no day or night, and the animals and humans could only navigate by the stars and their sense of touch. The animals were enormous, and here we find the emu and the crane, who were friends, although they sometimes argued. One day they fought over a food, and the crane grabbed an emu egg and threw it with all its might into the sky. The egg crashed and cast an explosion of light and fire that illuminated the world for the first time. And the spiritual beings decided that they needed that light every day. These stories are all fantastic.
And there are many more.
The Aboriginal peoples of Australia have a wonderful culture with a lot of spirituality and philosophy of life.
These legends are not narratives. They are told through song and dance, using traditional instruments made from elements of nature.
Do you know something very interesting about Dreamtime? These stories come from other regions of Australia, and its Aboriginal region and its own tales.
Yes, the stories vary depending on the geographic where the Aboriginal people are from. For example, in desert areas, they have stories of water wells, like the circles of the seven sisters.
The rainbow snake I told you about earlier came from the Aboriginal people of tropical northern Australia. I encourage you to learn many more stories of the Aboriginal people because they all have a lesson.
We will continue investigation to bring you new stories.
I hope you enjoyed our introduction to the Australian Aboriginal world.
See you soon!